Welcome back to Send Off, an audio devotional to send you off encouraged and challenged by God's Word. Today on Send Off, we'll read the beginning of the greatest sermon ever told, the Sermon on the Mount. The first few verses are known as the Beatitudes. We read this in Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. Where it says, "Seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened up his mouth and taught them, saying, 'Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." As Jesus begins his sermon with the Beatitudes, it's important to note that the first word used in this sermon is blessed. What's important to understand is that this is Jesus' first time where he's sitting down and he's opening up his mouth in front of the multitudes and teaching them with authority on behalf of God. You see, for centuries before, prophets, men of God, God would put his words into their mouth and they would be the mouthpiece for God. But here we find Jesus, now he is God's mouthpiece. He is God in the flesh, speaking out with authority and teaching the people. What's important to note is that Jesus is breaking 400 years of silence from the prophets. In fact, the last word that the prophet spoke is Malachi in the Old Testament. The last word in the entire Old Testament is the word cursed. And now Jesus is breaking over 400 years of silence from hearing from God. And he breaks it with the word blessed. And so we go from cursed to blessed. And it paints this beautiful picture of who Jesus is and what he's all about. You see, without Jesus, we are cursed. But with Jesus, we're blessed. It's almost like where you're talking to a friend and you end off on the wrong note, your phone dies or you lose reception. And you know there's supposed to be more to the conversation, but it ends off just feeling wrong, ends off on the wrong note. In a sense, that was what happened here. Between Malachi and now, it was like the phone was hung up, lost reception. And now Jesus picks back up the line and he says, "No, you're not cursed, you're blessed. And it's only through Jesus that you're able to be blessed. Without him, you are cursed. But he will take on the curse for us." So be encouraged today. When there's moments where we feel like there should be more, Jesus is picking up the line and he's saying, "Yes, there is. It's me. I am the more." And we're going to break down what these blessings or happy is the one, what these attitudes are in the next few episodes.